It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Well, good morning and welcome to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. I'm coming in here with Luke Moss. He said, have you ever, Dad, been to the radio station when somebody else is still doing the radio? And I was like, yeah, once in a while. Once in a while. And then, of course, we walk in this morning. Monica Matthews is here with her daughter, just hanging out and chatting with Monica here, WSB family. So much fun here on a Sunday morning. And we're lucky enough to be in the studio with you. So thank you for tuning in. Wes Moss here on a very special edition of Money Matters. We're calling today Pension versus Lump Sum Sunday. Almost, I don't know. I love the ring of that. I think that this was last weekend, Ryan and I, because we got a couple different calls about, hey, Wes, should I take this pension offer versus this lump sum offer? My company is kind of flashing this to me and I've got to make a decision usually quickly, usually like 30 days. If you get an offer, an early retirement package, you kind of have to make a call within a pretty small window for such a massive life decision. And we got a couple calls last weekend with it. It's probably the most common call we've had over the last couple of years. And what's interesting about the question, and I'm going to get into some of these numbers and give you some examples because I would love to get your calls today, is that it's one of these financial questions that is, it's just complicated enough that you kind of have to talk it through with more than just one person. You've got to talk it through with your spouse. You've got to talk it through typically with your financial advisor. You should probably talk it through with your CPA and talk it through with anybody that could give you an opinion, because you want to figure this question out from all sides if you are faced with this. And if you're not faced with it today, there's a high likelihood that you will be faced with this question in the future, because this is the most pervasive retirement trend within corporate America that I have seen in decades. And it doesn't get talked about a lot because companies don't put out a press release for this. So companies don't, on a Sunday night, Monday news, AT&T offering to downsize. This isn't something that makes it into the headline news. This isn't first page news here. It's almost a hidden secret, but it's a gigantic wave that's a financial decision that is impacting about half of America. So Aon Hewitt, the big, we'll call it retirement consultancy, says that almost half of all corporate pension plans in the United States are in the process of or considering giving their employees or their past employees, so their retirees, if you've retired from a company, this option that says, hey, we will give you a lump sum. We're trying to buy you out of the monthly pension that you already started. Or if you haven't retired yet, we're going to try to make it so that you've got to make this decision before you even thought you were going to have to make this decision, because we just can't afford to do these pension plans anymore. I went back and did some digging and I'm trying to find, and again, so good morning, welcome to Money Matters. If you're just tuning in, the topic we're going to focus on today from 9 here until 11 o'clock this morning, over the next 2 hours, this topic, we're calling this pension. When I say pension, I mean a monthly pension amount that you either are getting from a company or you're expecting to be offered at some point. And you've been accruing in a system, let's say, for 10 and 20 and 30 and maybe even 40 years. That's what I mean by pension, a monthly amount for the rest of your life and potentially for you and your spouse, versus getting a big chunk of money all at once, typically rolled into the IRA so that you have to create your own pension. It's such an important decision. There's so many different things to think about. And it's very much a permanent decision. And you're often faced with this decision in the last, usually you've got a month or two to make the call. Now, you can think about it for years before you get to this point, but usually once the time comes, you've got to make an election. You've got to make a decision. And it's scary because it's very much a permanent decision, or very often a very permanent decision. So the topic here today, good morning, pension versus lump sum Sunday here on a Sunday morning with me, Wes Moss, Ryan Ely, and Luke Moss joining us here this morning on Money Matters. Couple of articles that I did find. And again, companies aren't excited about broadcasting this. This is from last summer. 15,000 Ford salaried workers in North America and Asia offered buyouts. And this is, again, from last summer. They will know by August 18th if they will stay or go by September 30th. So think about that. That's about a six-week turnaround. They're gonna have some sort of announcement, and then 6 weeks later, they've got to either stay or go. And I've seen this here in Atlanta, and Atlanta is always a great microcosm for the U.S. economy because we have tons of entrepreneurship here, very innovative city, lots of technology, tons of startups, lots of tech. But then we also have almost hundred plus Fortune 500 companies that either are headquartered here or have one of their largest global offices right here. So think about Ford and AT&T and Coca-Cola and Home Depot and UPS, Delta. These are gigantic companies. Now, these are Fortune 500 companies. And just in the past year, I've heard from folks at AT&T and Ford, and more specifically, Ford Motor Credit, all saying, hey, Wes, I'm supposed to make a decision here. Coca-Cola, I've just offered a package, a retirement package. And they're saying, well, yeah, here's the pension monthly amount that you were scheduled to get or receive. And if you're going to do this, you've got to make all these different choices of which way you want to receive it. Or we can just give you a whole ton of money and wipe out the worry about giving you a monthly amount. And again, we've seen this is happening all over the United States. Ryan Ely and I see it almost every single day when we're trying to help a family decide on what's a better path for their long-term future, investment future. Ford Motor Credit, AT&T, Coca-Cola, all getting these early buyout offers. And again, I don't know what's happening, let's say, in Austin, Texas, or if I lived in Denver, because I'm not in Denver. But I would suspect that cities all across the United States are seeing the same sort of trend that's really accelerating over the last couple of years. According, again, to Aon Hewitt, 58% of folks take lump sum buyouts. And the closer folks are to retirement, so the closer you get to your 60s or 65, the higher the likelihood that you take the lump sum buyout versus the pension. But think about that. Nationally, you've got about half of folks that take the monthly amount, and the other half, or a little more than half, take the lump sum. Well, which one's a better deal? This is from pensionrights.org, which is a website that actually does try to keep track of some of these offers throughout the United States, and it goes all the way back to 2012. And the list, this is such a long list. And this is, if you go back to 2012, Ford Motor Company gave an offer to 90,000 salaried retirees and salaried former employees. So 90,000 folks, they're either going back to or in retirement, say, hey, let's see if we can buy out your pension, or they're giving offers to current employees. They were about to retire, or they'd like to retire sooner than they may have thought. General Motors, NCR, I'm just going on the list here. JCPenney, New York Times Company, Archer Daniels Midland Corporation, Thomson Reuters, Equifax, and this is all back in 2012. Yum Brands, think KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Baxter International, 16,000 folks. Kimberly-Clark, 10,000 folks. Lockheed Martin, 33,000 former employees. So that's for folks who were already retired. McCormick and Company, Heinz, and the list just continues and continues. And these are companies that are in great shape. It doesn't necessarily mean the company's in bad shape. What it typically means is the company's pension plan is underfunded. Rock 10, Brinks, and some of these companies show back up. Well, I just said Archer Daniels Midland because they offered a package back in 2012. And then in 2014, they did it again. 10,000 participants from Archer Daniels Midland Company. Boeing, that company is on fire, doing wonderfully. Yet they're offering packages. 40,000 former employees. Newell Rubbermaid, Motorola, Ryder, Hewlett-Packard, JCPenney again in 2015. I'm getting more and more recent here. First American Financial Corporation back in 2016. Ernst & Young in May of 2016. Available to participants who terminated prior to January of 2016. So all these have their own kind of nuances to them. October of 2016, United Parcel Service, UPS, 50,000 former employees. You do some digging, you'll find a few announcements here. Time Warner at the end of 2016 did this. And again, this is all public information in a company's 10-Q. They have to file with the SEC. They said, well, we're going to offer a package because we have assets in our pension plan. Well, we have liabilities, future liabilities in our pension plan of $3.4 billion. And this is about a year and a half ago this was announced. So $3.4 billion, but we have assets of $2.4 or $2.7 billion. So we are only 78% funded. So what's a company going to do? Well, they're going to offer buyouts so that they can stop the future liability of paying out a pension forever. September 2017, DuPont, same thing for 9,500 employees. They announced this on these folks had between September, early or mid September, and October 20th to make the call. Basically, they had about a 1 month period of time to make the decision. Almost 10,000 folks. Again, why? Well, liabilities of the DuPont pension plan, $24 billion. The assets, only $16 billion. That's a 68% funding ratio. So there's a lot happening in the world of corporate America as they try to ease off their future liabilities. And it typically comes back to these big corporations trying to come back to their employee base in extraordinarily large numbers. And they're saying, look, we just can't be on the hook for all this money. We know a certain amount of people are going to take a lump sum because we, God forbid, you live to 100. We put this plan in place many, many years ago, making you a promise, thinking that the average life expectancy of the participants in the plan would be 72.3 years. Wrong. Now the average age, let's say, for the population that they are covering is 83. Imagine how much that messes up the math. What's their solution? Their solution is to go back and try to reduce these obligations. And the only way they can do it is buy out these pension plans. We want to talk about some specifics on which direction you might need to go. And we're going to do that here in the studio this morning. So we're going to open up the phone lines and call us with your particular scenario. And you don't have to, I know this might be sensitive, you don't have to use your real name, you don't have to say the company necessarily. And we'll keep it, so it's just you and me talking here. And we'll go through some of these numbers. Which one's a better deal for you and your family? The big lump sum, put in an IRA, create your own pension, or let them be on the hook for a certain monthly amount for the rest of time. It's a hard call to make. But phone lines are open, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about here this morning on Money Matters. So good morning. The number, 404-872-0750. Again, give us a call in the studio. Ryan Ely here to take your call. 404-872-0750. Or 1-800-WSB-TALK. You're listening to Money Matters here on Pension versus Lump Sum Sunday. Right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. Well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. You know, looking at the, the Channel 2 weather map that's in the studio. And right now in Canton, it's 77 degrees. And in Cartersville, it is 77 degrees. And if you go down to Acworth, it's 77 degrees. If you go all the way to the west in Dallas, it's 77 degrees. Marietta, 77 degrees. And you get the picture here. Buford, it's 77 degrees in Cumming. It is, I don't know if I've ever seen a map where all over this massive area of Georgia, it's 77 degrees. It does drop precipitously if you go down to Stone Mountain. It falls all the way to 76 degrees. Ryan and I are just fascinated by the map here. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We're talking about trying to help you make this decision. How to decide if you should take the lump sum from a company versus the monthly pension amounts. How do you decide if you take the lump sum versus the monthly pension amounts from a company? Let me ask you this question. Think about this. And again, when we come back in the bottom of the half hour, we're going to start we'll take some calls. So take down this number and give us a call in the studio. What's a better deal for you and your family? The company says, and let's say you're age 60, so you're not quite ready to retire. You've got some time But they're coming to you and they're saying, okay, we're going to give you $2,500 a month for life. So think about this just a second here. Okay, that sounds pretty good. $2,500 every month for life. That'd be about 30 grand a year. Or instead, you could take $500,000 as a lump sum and put that into your IRA, your retirement plan. Which one do you choose? Which one do you choose? I'll say it one more time. Give us a call here in the studio. We're talking about this exact conundrum. Your company offers you at age 60, $500,000 to roll into an IRA, or $2,500 a month for life. Which one do you take? It's maybe not as cut and dry as you might think. You might be saying, oh, that's easy. Or you might say, there's a lot of other things to consider between, we call this the 6% test. Does it meet the 6% test? Or maybe it's just on the line. Which way do you tip? Call us, 404-872-0750. In the studio, we'll talk about this exact example if you've got the same problem. 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. More Money Matters straight ahead.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. Wes Moss here in the studio. As Eric Von Hessler would say live from Sherwood Forest. I always just say we're in Midtown. We're in Midtown. So good morning for all those folks around Midtown around in Marietta and Conyers and Fairburn and Riverdale and Carrollton and Noonan. Give us a call here this morning. We were talking about one of my favorite topics, and it's just if I had to identify one trend that forces you to really think hard about a major, major financial decision and do it in a short period of time, usually over the course of a couple weeks or a month or two. It's this decision of how it's you deciding if you should take the lump sum amount your company is offering versus a monthly pension amount for the rest of your life. It is a very long-term decision. We're going to go through examples today here. We're going to talk about the pension benefit guaranteed corporation, the PBGC, that pension benefit guarantee corporation that insures pensions to a certain amount. And there's a lot to think about. So if you're faced with this situation, do you take $1,000 a month or $200,000 in one lump sum? So 12 grand or 200,000, 12,000 a year or 200,000 in a one-time payment to try to create your own. Do you take the example I asked right before break? Do you take $2,500 a month for the rest of your life? Covers just you, but maybe not your spouse. Or $500,000 in one lump sum, you roll it over to an IRA, and now you're on the hook to make sure that that lasts forever and creates an income stream for you and your family. Which one do you take? So what I'd love to hear from folks today, and we're going to go to the phones in just a second here, if you're faced with a similar scenario, maybe it's $1,200 a month or $187,000 as a pension. I've seen all kinds of combinations, and we'll go through we start out with a 6% test, and then there's five other things you have to consider before you make a decision on whether you take the lump sum amount or the pension amount. Welcome to Pension versus Lump Sum Sunday, right here on Money Matters. So give us a call here in the studio with your pension questions. The number 404-872-0750. So if you're driving to church or going to golf or brunch with your family and you've got a little bit of car time, or maybe you're just sitting in the kitchen having coffee reading the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, I'm live here. We're live here on this Sunday morning, Ryan Neely and I in the studio. So we'd love to take your calls and your questions and talk through some real live situations. It is by far the best part of Money Matters, WSB Radio, and we will be hopefully the most objective financial advice program you will find on the planet. So give us a call, the number 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. 1-800-750, or if you're local here in Georgia, if you're outside of Atlanta, the number here in the studio, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, our folks in Texas and California, Michigan, Ohio, Missouri, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I'm going to start with Frank in Duluth. Frank, what's going on? How can I help?
Hey, good talk to y'all. I was just wondering whether the federal government was considering being part of this program.
Well, again, so the federal government, that's a good question. So first of all, think about all of these as they're all kind of in the same, they have the same objective, whether it's a government agency or a corporation, right, a publicly traded company. They all have these, they've said as a part of working here. One of the benefits is that at some point after 20 and 30 years, we're going to get a monthly amount. They all want to fund that. Whether it's the EPA or the Defense Department, they still have to go through that same math, Frank, that says we're going to put aside a certain amount of money for a pool of workers that'll then every year cascade, retire, and then we've got to fund them in a pension way, a monthly amount for the rest of their lives. And it's a giant math equation that has to do with, you've got to look at actuarial tables, and that's why so many of these pensions are underwater, because they underestimated when they first started how long people would live. So they're, quote, on the hook for longer than they had anticipated. And then to try to get out of that obligation, they're saying, hey, they're dangling this lump sum in front of you, and they're saying, hey, take this. And that'll kind of be closer to our assumptions, because God forbid you live to your 100, right? There's an article in the Washington Post that I'm just pulling up here that says that there are government corporations that are looking to do this. This is from April of 2010. It talks about Trump. So this is a relatively recent article, let's say, in the Washington Post, that talks about how the Defense Department is doing this. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, made a big round of offers that resulted in, now these are not big numbers, but about 100 folks retiring early and 374 folks getting buyouts. And this is data from the Office of Personnel Management. 771 employees left via early retirement, and they did about 2,700 buyouts and some kind of a combination of the two. So, and this is, it looks like this is happening every year within government agencies as well. So yeah, if the Defense Department's doing it, the EPA is doing it, it's no different than UPS or Ford or Coca-Cola doing this. So Frank, yeah, I absolutely, this is something that not just corporations are doing. Mosers, if you know what Mosers is, you probably are from, if you're saying, yeah, I know what Mosers is, that means you almost undoubtedly lived in the state of Missouri. So Mosers is the Missouri State Employees Retirement System. Same thing, pension, basically a pension type program, defined benefit program, started back in 1957. It's governed by the statutes of the state of Missouri, and they've been doing early retirement buyouts as well. So the answer here, which I think is a super important question from Frank in Duluth, it's not just big companies. It is government agencies. And and if you look at what's happening at Mosers, it's the exact same thing when it comes to state governments that you're seeing this as well.
I'm thinking though that generally speaking, the government, when they offer buyouts, it is to get a reduction of staff. They want to get down on employees, so they offer people X amount of dollars to go ahead and retire. They're probably eligible already to retire. But my specific question is, like, I retired under the CSRS. I get a pension from the government every month.
Yep.
My wife did the same thing. People now are under FERS, the Federal Employee Retirement System.
Yeah.
And they don't get that pension. Are they considering the people that are still under CSRS, would they consider buying them out from whatever pension they've got?
I haven't seen that. I do. So I have clients that get, they have pensions from CSRS, and I've seen still, now these are folks that have been around for a while in the government. This would not be new folks that I've seen. Sir. But we're talking about folks that have maybe already had 30 or 40 years with some sort of government agency that that also get FERS. So I see families that have combinations of these. Again, I work with a family, and the reason I know that Moser's is doing this is that I have a family that has a pension from Moser's, which is the Missouri state plan, and from FERS, which is the federal employee retirement system. So it really depends on your particular longevity in a government agency. I don't think, but Frank, let me try to answer your question. I don't think you're going to get a buyout offer.
I really do not.
I haven't seen any buyout offers for these federal plans of what you're talking about, like FERS, which is maybe I would call that's a little bit different than the Defense Department or the EPA, which may, and I don't know this for sure, they may have their own pool. But when you're dealing with the federal government, listen, the federal government, as you and I both know, they have the ability to tax. Now, even though, and this brings up kind of the other elephant in the room, is that, well, what if I take a pension and it doesn't, and the company, and I'm talking about company here, doesn't survive? And do I have to worry about it? And this happens in not just corporate plans, but multi-employer plans. So these would be big union pension plans that cover lots of different companies, but one big plan. Well, the PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, supposedly is not funded by, it's a government agency, Frank. It's not funded by tax revenue, right? That's what they say on their website. Instead, they collect insurance premiums from employers that sponsor insured pension plans. And it makes money from the investment pool and so forth and so on. Their operations are financed by insurance premiums that are set by Congress. Now, how far away is that from actual from tax revenue? I think that they're cousins, if you will. But I think if you look at something like CSRS or FERS, which are government pension plans, to some extent, they're not worried about an underfunded liability, because in the final analysis, they still have the ability to collect taxes. Whether they say it's funded by tax revenue or not, Frank, I think in the end they do. So
sure.
I think you will not see any sort of buyout there. At least that is my opinion on that. But listen, Frank, thank you for your call this Sunday morning, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
404-872-0750, the number here in the studio. As a reminder, if you're just tuning in, pension versus lump sum Sunday. It's a mouthful, but we're trying to figure out or trying to help folks go through some examples here of, hey, I've got a monthly amount that they're offering me. What are some of the things I need to consider versus taking a big lump sum here for my family that I now have to make last forever? These are tough, tough decisions. And the decisions you need to talk through with not just me here on a Sunday morning, but your spouse, your CPA, your financial advisor, Wes Moss at Money Matters, WSB Radio on a Sunday morning. Hey, we're here to go through this. We love doing this and love trying to help people make this important decision. I wrote about this on at clarkhoward.com several years ago. It continues to be a very important topic. Again, the number, give us a call. We'll talk through your particular situation here this Sunday morning. The number, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to Kevin in Cherokee County. Kevin, what's going on? Kevin, where are we headed here, Ryan? Oh, we got to go to a break. Okay. Kevin, hang on. We're going to come right back and we're going to go to the phones here. We'll try to help folks figure out this particular conundrum or decision they have to make for retirement. So you are listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning right here. Stay tuned. Questions coming up. We're going to the phones right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Pension versus lump sum Sunday. How to help you make that decision. Which one's a better deal for you and your family? The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Kevin joins us from Cherokee County. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm 55. And on Friday, I'm leaving my corporate job of 30 years. I won't say who it's with, but it's a shiny new building in Tech Square.
Shiny new building. I like that.
I'm sure you know what I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
The buyout, if I don't touch the pension until I'm 65, it's small, but it's $1,133 a month.
Okay.
And the buyout is $136,000, I believe.
All right. So if we do the math on this, so the first thing that everybody's got to do is see if you've got to do the 6% test. That's the line in the sand that I say that it's got to be, the monthly amount has to be more than 6% of the lump sum itself in order to consider taking the pension monthly. Otherwise, it's you can take your own money at 5% with zero rate of return for 20 years, right? So you just take your 1133 times 12 is 13,596. And then divide that by the lump sum amount, which is $136,000, and you get exactly 10% rate of return to take the monthly amount, which is extraordinarily high, meaning that it's a lot more than 6%. That means that the monthly amount is a really good deal from a percentage standpoint, because you can't guarantee yourself 10%. Now, correct. You're 55. When would these payments start? When would this all be? When would you be eligible to either take the monthly amount or take the pension? I'm sorry, or take the lump sum.
I have 6 months. I have 6 months to decide about the lump sum. Technically, I could start taking the pension at 55, but of course, it would be a reduced amount. The 1133 is if I wait until I'm 65 years old.
Well, the other thing is that if you take the lump sum of $136,000, it's going to be worth a lot more at 65. That's the other thing to consider.
Correct.
So let's just do that math. $136,000, let's just say that's present value. In 10 years, let's just call it a really conservative rate of return, 5%, it'll be worth $221,500. And that's really what we've got to do this number on here. This is the other huge thing. You got to do the 6% test, but you've got to look at the time. So you could get that money today, Kevin, correct?
Right.
But you can't get the lump sum payments until age 65.
No, I can't get the the lump sum I could get today.
Got it.
The 1133 a month would be age 65.
Got it. Okay. So really we need to, this is another one. This is exactly why I wanted to do this. Cause we're going to go through some of these real life decisions you have to make. So what you have to do, if you get an early pension offer as young as 65, you've got to take the lump sum amount and do a present value calculation. Basically, what's that worth in 10 years to you? It's not it's not 136,000. It's 221,000 at minimum. So now you've got to take your 13,000, call it 500 a year, that's the monthly amount, and divide it by 221,000, Kevin, to see if that, let's do the 6% test on that. 221, now it's exactly at 6%. So now you're kind of on the line, and you've got to start considering some other things. So for a second there, I thought you're going to definitely take the monthly. Now I'm saying you may want to do the lump sum. So hang on. We'll give you the answer in the 10 o'clock hour. Sorry to keep you holding, Kevin. But everyone in Atlanta is wanting to hear the answer to this. So stay tuned to Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.